Today's shiur is Daf Kuf Mem Vav, and we're going to begin on Daf Kuf Mem Hey on the base, about 10 lines from the bottom. We continue in the discussion that Rav Chibar Abba and Rabasi had in front of Rav Yochanan regarding certain questions. And they had offered answers, but Rav Yochanan was not going to offer his own answers. Says the Gemara, Rav Yochanan says, my Adam Shav Bavel Smechem, why do Yom Tovim and Bavel more joyous than those in Eretz Yisrael? So the Gemara answers, they were not in the curse in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu cursed that the Yom Tovim in Eretz Yisrael will be less joyous. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, Vishbati Kama Saisa, I will end all her joy. Chaga her holidays, Chadosha Rosh Chadoshim, Shabbata HaShabbosais, V'chol Ma'ada, all the Yom Tovim. The Ksiv, and it says further, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, HaChechem U'ma'edechem Sona Nafshi, your Rosh Chadoshim and your Yom Tovim I hate, Ha'yilai L'tarich, they were a bother. My Ha'yilai L'tarich, what does it mean they were a burden? Amar B'leza, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'dayin L'Yisrael Shechaitin L'fonai, not only do Klai Yisrael sin, El Shet Natrichin I see, they burden me, lay the Ezek Zer Kosh Avelayim, to know which harsh decree I should bring on them. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, and Rabbi Yitzchak said, Enk L'chalka regular regal, there was no yontif, shleba balashis l'tzipari, that a troop did not come to Tzipari to do damage. Vam Rav Chanina, en l'chalka regular regal, there was no yontif, shleba l'tferi, that the Tferi did not arrive. Egmoin, v'kamtoin u'balz moira, governor, ruler, and an official, either to plunder or to take extra taxes. So Masha points out that the Pasuk says, Chodsheichem u'moyadeichem, your Rosh Chodoshim, your Yom Tovim, son of Nafshi, is what I hate. But if Klal Yisrael does the Yom Tovim, celebrates the Yom Tov because they're Eilem Mo'adei Hashem, they're HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yom Tovim, if they celebrate the Yom Tovim with that Kavana, then even in Yisrael, we could have Yom Tovim that are Simcha. And the Mefarshim explain what's the difference in Bavel. So they say that in Bavel, what the Gemara means that the Yom Tovim in Bavel were more besimcha, it means the Yontif Sheni Shalgolius. That in Chutz Laaretz we have the second day Yontif. And that's what the Gemara says refers to as being more joyous as than the Yom Tovim in Eretz Yisrael. And the Mefarshim explain why. They say, interesting pshat. It says, the Yerushalmi says that there is no schar given for keeping the second day Yom Tov. Why? Because it's only a result of our being in Golus, so that's why it doesn't really deserve schar. Had we been in Eretz Yisrael, had we done what was right, then we wouldn't have this Yom Tov, so don't get schar. So they say that's why those Yom Tovim are Yom Tovim that are truly joyous, because with being mekayim the Yom Tov strictly l'shem mitzvah, not for schar, and when you mekayim a mitzvah strictly l'shem mitzvah, then you truly deserve schar. Another question that was asked: why did Talmid Chachamim in Bavel dress with beautiful clothing, not like those in Eretz Yisrael? Answers the Gemara: l'fish einem im b'nei mekayim. This is not really where they live. The Amrin should people say, b'masa shemoi, when I'm in my own city, my name is enough. That's how people respect me. B'loi masa, but when I'm not in my city and people don't know me, tosvoi, it's through my clothing that people will come to respect me. The pasuk continues, haboim yashresh, the Gemara continues, haboim yashresh Yaakov, those of Yaakov who come will take root. Yotzitz ufarach Yisrael, they will burden show basim. Klai Yisrael. Tan Rabbi Yosef. Who does this refer to? Ela Talmid Chacham she Bavel. These are the Talmid Chacham that live in Bavel. She oisin tzitzim uprochem b'Torah, who make buds and blossoms for the Torah. This refers to Talmid Chacham in Bavel that learn Torah in Bavel and make themselves a name in Bavel. Continues the Gemara. We learned. Neima oiv de Chacham v'zumam. Why are goyim impure? Says the Gemara, Shlai Omdol Har Sinai, because they were not by Kabbal Satira. Shebish Shah, Sheba Nachash al Chava, when the Nachash seduced Chava, Hitl by Zahava, Zahama, he brought into her an impurity. Yisrael Sh Omdol Har Sinai, Klai Yisrael that were by Har Sinai Paskuzu Masan. That impurity stopped. Oidchavim Shloi Amdu Al Har Sinai, but the goyim that were not by Har Sinai Loi Pasku did not stop. So the Mefarshim explained in this sugya we've learned two different reasons why goyim are impure. Yesterday we learned the reason was Shloi Shoichlam Shkotzim Ramoshim. And today we learn that the reason is Shloi Omdol Har Sinai, because they were not by Har Sinai. What's the difference between those two reasons? So Farshim saying, if the reason is because Shloi Omdol Har Sinai, that means that the original Tumma that came in the world remains for them. So there's no way for a Goy to be Mitar himself, to purify himself. That's why Negel Vasor or anything else would not work for a Goy. But if the reason is because they each got some Ramashim, but the impurity that came to the world in the time of Adam and Chava doesn't apply to them either, so then Tahara, under the right circumstances, might apply to a Goy. And the Farshim point out that the Gemara doesn't say Yisrael Shekiblu as a Torah, the Klai Yisrael that Mekabel the Torah. It says Yisrael Sh'omdol Har Sinai, Klai Yisrael that stood by Har Sinai. So the Farshim explained it wasn't just the Kabbalah Torah that took away our impurity. It was the Maimon Har Sinai. The fact that we stood by Har Sinai had a tremendous effect, and that purified us. And not only did it purify us, and that's why the Mefarshim says the Gemara said Sh'amda Har Sinai, because Kabbalah Satayra is only relevant to human beings. But not only did human beings receive this Ruach HaTahara by Kabbalah Satayra, even animals did. But animals don't have relevance to Kabbalah Satayra, but they do have to Amdu Har Sinai, that they stood by Har Sinai. Just the standing by Har Sinai had this wonderful effect. But the Ram points out, even though animals were purified by Kabbalah Satayra, this did not apply to fish. Fish did not come to Har Sinai. And the Farshim explained, that's Pshat that we say in the Haggadah. We say in the Haggadah, in the Dayenu, Ilu Karvonu Lefnei Har Sinai, V'loi Nosun Lanu As HaTayra Dayenu. Even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu just would have brought us to Har Sinai, and not given us the Torah Dayenu, it's enough. Ask the Mefarshim, what is the advantage of coming to Har Sinai without the Torah, that we say Dayenu just coming to Har Sinai? But based on our Gemara, it's very understandable. Sha'omdol Har Sinai be'Har Sinai, we received this tremendous purification. The Ruach Zlama left us. So Ilu Kervonu Lefnei Har Sinai, we would have come to Har Sinai just to be purified. Even the Lord Nosson on us the Torah, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have given us the Torah Dayenu. Omlei Rav Acha Berei the Rav Rav Ashi. So Rav Acha Berei the Rav said to Rav Ashi, Gerim Mai. What about Gerim? Omlei Avgav that they were in the Har Sinai, how did they become purified? Avgav the Inu Lahavu, even though they themselves were not by Har Sinai, Mazlai Havu, the Mazel was there. And that got that Ruach Tahara. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, as Shishiyesh Nepoim Mano Hayoim Oim Lefnei Hashem Elokeinu, those who are standing in front of Hashem, Vesheshenenu Poi. That means even those that came later to Klai Yisrael, their mazel was by Har Sinai. Rabbi Kiv Eger quotes a vort that was said over in the name of the Graf Petotsky, the famous Gerd Sedek from Vilna. He said that we know, the Gemara says, before Kabbalah Satayra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went around to all the nations of the world if they want to be Makabal the Torah. And most said no. But says Rabbi Kiv Eger, not everybody from these nations said no. Most of the people in these nations said no. The people who were ready to be Makabal the Torah, those neshamas are the neshamas of the Gerim that our Gemara says were by Kabbalah Satayra. On the other hand, unfortunately, they were not all Jews. Most of the Jews said Nasiv and Ishmael were ready to be Mekabel the Torah. Those Jews that we see that became Shemodim are the Jews that did not want to be Mekabel the Torah at the beginning. Says the Gemara, Pligid Rav Abba Kahana, but now the Gemara says there's another Shita that says when the impurity left Klai Yisrael. Dar Rav Abba Kahana, Shlosh Darz Lepaskum Zomim Avesenu. For three generations, the impurity did not leave our Ovos. And we see that. Because Avram hailed as Yishmael, Avram had Yishmael, and Yitzchak hailed as Esav. Yaakov hailed Shnei Masah Shvatim. Yaakov had the Shvatim, Shloi Haibem Shum Doifi, that did not have any contamination, that were pure. And Rav Tzadok HaKohen explains that really these two opinions are not in disagreement. There were different stages in the leaving of the impurity from Klal Yisrael. Some of the Zuama left by the Ovis, and the rest left by Kabbalah Satayra. Says the Mishnah, Shoiva Adam is a Chavis, a person is allowed to break open a cask, Lechli Mani Groigris, in order to eat dried figs from it, Ovat Shlayasakeli, as long as he has no intention of making a keli. So Machlokas Rishonim, what will be the Malacha if he makes a keli? Some Rishonim say the Malacha will be Baina, and some will be Rishonim said the Malacha will be Makba Patish. Now there's a very fundamental question here. The Mishnah says that Shaiva Adam Sachavis, you're allowed to break open the barrel. Why are you allowed to break open the barrel? So Rashi says, because it's mekalkel. You're doing it a destructive act. Ask the Rishonim that even though we know the halacha is that by mekalkel, when you do a malacha in a destructive way, there is no issa deraisa, there is an issa derabbanan. So why is our Mishnah saying that you're allowed to do it? There should still be an issa derabbanan even if it's mekalkel. So the Chassam Sofer explains Rashi that the halacha is that ain binyan bekalim, that there is no issa binyan bekalim. Says the Chassam Sofer, the malacha in our Mishnah is boina, but if you hold ain binyan bekalim, it's only issa drabona. Coupled with the fact that you're doing it bederech mekalkel in a destructive way, so we have two drabonins, ain binyan bekalim and mekalkel. Because you have two drabbanans, that's why it's mutter. However, the Rashba says a different pshat. He says, actually, it should be osma drabbanan, because mekalkel is osma drabbanan. Because here, it's letzorech Shabbos, letzorech oynik Shabbos, that's why Chazal were mekel in this situation. What would be the nafkamina between Rashi and the Rashba? The nafkamina would be, if you're not doing it, letzorech oynik Shabbos. According to Rashi, with the Chassam Sofer's explanation, it would be mutter anyway. But according to the Rashba, if it's not Letzorech Oynik Shabbos, it stays in the category of Mekalkel, which we just explained, is Osir Midrabon. Tosfos and other Rishonim take a different approach. Tosfos, based on the Gemara in Avron, says that our Mishnah must be talking about a Keli that's a Mustaki. Mustaki means a poor quality, an inferior keli. It was just made by patching together pieces of wood. In such a situation, says Tosfos, there is no Isser Mekalkel. However, if it was a good keli, our Mishnah would taka hold that it's Osir because of the Isser Mekalkel. Now this has actually a lot of relevance. La'aloch la'maisa. Are you allowed to open up a bag, a bag of potato chips on Shabbos? Some Paiskim would say, especially based on Rashi and even the Rashba, if you do it in a derech hamakalkan, in a destructive way, you don't make it with a nice tear, it should be mutter. Now the question is, according to Tosfos, what would be the halacha? Is a disposable bag considered like an inferior keli, that if you, and therefore if you do it with derech makalkal, it's mutter? Or since it's a good bag, even though it's disposable, it should be usher. Therefore, a Moshe says a person should try to open up all bags that he's going to need to have open on Shabbos, and should open them up from before Shabbos. Continues the Mishnah. They noitfin megufa shel chavis. On the barrel of wine, it had a stopper. You're not allowed to make a hole in that stopper. Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. The Chachamim matirim. The Chachamim say that you are allowed to make a hole in the stopper. You should not make a hole on the side. What this means, we'll learn in the Gemara. If there already was a hole and somebody wants to close it up, he should not put wax on it, because he smooths it out, and one of the melachos in Shabbos is memarach. There was a story that came to Rabbi Yochanan in the city of Arab. Omer, where somebody smeared wax on a hole in a barrel, and he said, "I'm concerned that maybe this person did a melacha deraisa." Om Rabbi Yishiyah. So Rabbi Yishiyah said, Lo Yishanu El Drusus. Our Mishnah that says you're allowed to bring a knife and cut off the top of a barrel is only when in the barrel there are pressed figs. Since the person needs the knife to cut the pressed figs, he could also use the knife to cut open the top of the barrel. But if he would not need that barrel, the knife for that reason, he cannot bring it just to cut open the top of the barrel. And I will see in the Gemara why. Because our mission reflects the Shita of Rabbi Nechemiah, who says, Ein keli nitol ela letzarech tashmishai. You could only use a keli for its use. Knives were used to cut open, to cut figs, but not to cut off the top of a barrel. Al-Mufrodis, but if the figs are separated anyway, loy, so you don't need the knife to cut open the figs. You can't bring the knife specifically to cut open the cut off the top of the barrel. Ask the Gemara Mufrodis loy, and if the figs are separated, is it usur to use a knife? Meisvei, I'll ask you a question. It says, a braisa, Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, maybe Adam es a chavis shel yayin. A person could bring a barrel of wine. Or matis rosh v'tzayif and cut off the tap with the sword. Or menich lefnei orchem b'shabbos and he could give it in front of the guest on Shabbos. Ve'nechoshish. And he has nothing to worry about. So we see that you're allowed to bring a knife for even if it's for wine barrel and wine doesn't need a knife. And says the Gemara, he Rabbonin. That price reflects the sheet of Rabbonin that don't hold the sheet of Ein Keli Nitel El Tzarech Tashmishay. Masnissan, our Mishnah is Rabbi Nechemyah. It's going according to Rabbi Nechemyah that Rabbi Nechemyah holds that Ein Keli Nitel El Tzarech Tashmishay. Ask the Gemara, before we go further, there's an interesting machloikis between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish. The Mishnah Berurah says this that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, that you're allowed to cut off, you're allowed to bring a knife to cut off the top because you have guests, says the Mishnah Berurah, that's, you have to have guests. Then Chazal let you cut off the top of the barrel, as we will see later, concept, because you want to be able to serve the guests be'ein yofa, generously, and you want to have a nice big opening that they could take as much wine as they want. If you won't have guests, says the Mishnah Berurah, then you wouldn't be allowed to. Chazon Ish disagrees. Chaznish says Ramnei Archim doesn't mean necessarily guest. It could be just the covered Shabbos. That alone is Shabbos is the guest. And even if you don't have any guest, you're allowed to do it the covered Shabbos. Ask the Gemara. What forced us to explain our mission like Reb Nechemyah, whom we don't paskin like, Ubedrusus, and say that the Mishnah is talking that the figs are pressed together, so I'm bringing the knife for the figs. Look, remember, Frudas, say that our Mishnah is talking about separate figs. And it's even going according to Rabbanan, because you're allowed to bring a knife no matter what. Answer the Gemara, Amar Rava Masnisin Kshisa. The wording of our Mishnah seems to indicate that the Mishnah is going according to Nechemyah. Because the question is, my Yiri the Tani Groigris. The Mishnah said, Shoiva Odom is a Chavis, Lechem and a Groigris. Why did the Mishnah mention Groigris? Listening to Tairis, it said you can open it up to get out the fruit. Why did it specify Groigris? Shmamina, because the Mishnah is telling us it's talking about Jerusalem, figs that are pressed together. And I'm bringing a knife because I need it for the figs. And only then can I use it to cut off the top of the barrel, like Reb Nechemyah said. Says the Gemara, Tanya Chada, we learned the one Braisa. Somebody could untie the ropes that bind the baskets of dried figs or dates. Or he may unravel these ropes or cut them. The Rishonim explain, this is not considered the malach of Saiser, since the rope is not completely destroyed. The Tanya Idach, yet there's another braisa that says, Matir, he could untie the ropes, he may not unravel nor cut them. Now the question is, one braisa says I can cut them, one braisa says I can't cut them. Answer the Gemara, lo kasha. Ha Rabbonon. One braisa is talking about Rabbonon that say you could use a knife for any purpose. Ha Rav Nechemyah, the braisa says that you can't, is going to Rav Nechemyah because you can't bring the knife for cutting. And like the Tosfos HaRosh explains, that since normally these ropes were not cut, normally they were just unraveled, so using a knife to cut them is not the derech tashmish of a knife, and according to Rabbi Nechemiah, in order to use a knife, it has to be its derech tashmish. The Tanya, as we just learned, Rabbi Nechemiah, I feel a tarvit, a spoon, I feel a talus, feel sakna, or a knife, a nitolon, elotzarech tashmish. Truthfully, Taisha says, the Gemara could have said a different teretz. Because even Rabbi Nechemiah, that's machmer, that says, ein keli nitol elotzarech tashmishoy, that is only on Shabbos, not in Yontif. So says Tosfos, we could have answered that the brisa that says it's mutter is talking on Shabbos, the brisa that says it's asur is talking on Yontif. But says Tosfos, we prefer to answer the one brisa is going according to Rabbanon, because that is the halacha, because we pass like Rabbanon. It's interesting to note, we're talking about untying ropes. There's a shaila on these twisters. Are you allowed to use them on Shabbos? And Rav Volzner, the Shalos Tshuva Shevet Alevi, says you may close them and open them on Shabbos. But the name Rav Sheshes. So they asked Rav Sheshes the following question: Ma'al Mivris Chavita Beburti B'Shabbos. Is somebody allowed to put into the side of a cask a spear to make a hole on Shabbos? Do we say Lepisk Chamechavin? His intention is to make an opening for Osir, and therefore it would be Asr. All he's really trying to do is to open up a large opening that people should be able to drink. He wants to be generous, they should have a big opening. Bishari Amlahu, so Sheish has answered, his intention is to make an opening for Asr. Ask the Gemara, Meisvei, we just learned the Brisa of Shimon Gamliel Omer, maybe Adam Chavishal Yain, a person can bring a barrel of wine, or Matas Roshi Besayev, and cut off the tap with a sword. If you could cut off the tap with a sword, why can't you puncture the side with a spear? Answered the Gemara, Hashem Vadil Le'en Yofakam Mechavim. There, he's certainly only intending to make a generous flow of wine. Hacha, if his intention was to make a generous flow, let him simply open the cask by taking off the stopper. Why is he making a new hole? It must be because he's trying to make a Pesach in the Chavis on Shabbos, which is Asur. So we learned in the Mishnah, ain't noik from a gufa. You know, we learned the Machlaikis, if you're allowed to make a hole in the stopper. Amrav Huna, Machlaikis Lamala. The Machlaikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, if you're allowed to make that hole, is only when you're making a hole on the top of the stopper. Avim Natsad, if you're making it on the side of the stopper, the Rehakal Asr. Everybody will agree that it's Asr. Because people make this opening as a spout, and it looks like you're making a spout in Shabbos, which would be Asr. Says the Gemara, V'haydin Tani, that would be what we learned in the Mishnah, which we said we'll explain in the Gemara. The Mishnah said, "Lo yikven mitzido," you shouldn't make a hole on the side. What did the Mishnah mean when it said you shouldn't make a hole on the side? You shouldn't make a hole on the side of the stopper, because that's considered making a spout. Rav Chazda and Rav Chizda says different pshat. Machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan is strictly minatzad when you're making a hole on the side of the stopper. Ava agaba, if you make a hole on the top of the stopper, to rehakam mutter. You're allowed to. For hard, you're turning like Fenim Mitzad. But according to Chizda, what's pshat when the Mishnah says you now want to make a hole on the side of the barrel? It means Hasam Agufa the Chavis. In the barrel proper, you now want to make a hole, has nothing to do with the cap. You now want to make a hole because that's a Pesach, as we've been learning, it's Asher. Turn Rabban. Ein Neukfin, Nek of Chodesh B'Shabbos. Now I may make a new hole in a vessel on Shabbos. However, Vimbala Haysif, if you want to enlarge an existing hole, Maysif, you may. But Yeshimer, and the Yeshimer hole, Amesifin, that you're now allowed to enlarge an existing hole. Vishavin, yet everybody agrees, Shinoikfin Nek and Yashal Chatchila, a hole that already existed and got closed up, you could open it up on Shabbos. The Tanakama, so now the Gemara is going to explain this Machlaikis. Maishna Menekev Chodesh Deloi, why are you not allowed to make a new hole? Because as we've been learning, the Komasak and Pesach, you're not allowed to make an opening on Shabbos. Asufa Nami Komasak and Pesach. So even when you enlarge a hole, that should be also Asur, because you're making an opening on Shabbos. Amar Rava. So Rava explains. Dvat Torah midaraisa kol shen kol pesach, any opening shen also lahachnus lahoitzi, that's not made for the purpose of bringing things in as well as taking things out, ena pesach, is not really considered a true opening and would not be chayiv midaraisa. Only a two-way opening is considered an opening. Rabbanan hu d'gozer, this is the way Tosfos explains, based on Tosfos on top of Amud Beis. Rabbanan said you shouldn't even make any type of opening, mishumlo shu tanagoyim, because of a chicken coop. Because as the Rishonim explain, as Tosfos explains, they used to make an opening in the chicken coop. The opening in the chicken coop was lahachnas lahaitzi. It was to let in fresh air, and was to let out the bad vapors that existed in the chicken coop. And the Ovid, Le Yule Avira, it's made to bring in fresh air, Ulafuki Chavla, and take out the harmful vapors. Now, Vimbo Lahoysev Hoysev, that's why the Rabbanan hold you can enlarge a hole, a Sufi Vade, to make a hole, Belul Shatana Goylim, Larasul Sufi. Nobody makes a hole, opening larger by a chicken coop. Why don't they make it? Because they don't want Shwatzim to come in. So like Tosfos explains, people make this opening by chicken coop, but they think that it's mutter to make the opening by the chicken coop. But why? Because they know it's only us to make an opening that goes two ways, and they think that the only purpose of making the opening by chicken coop is just to let in the fresh air, not to let out the vapors. But that's not true. Really, the hole is a double purpose. So because of the chicken coop, Chazal assered all openings. But they only assered something that we would make a mistake by a chicken coop. By a chicken coop, a person is likely to make an opening. So to prevent anybody from making an opening by a chicken coop, we prohibited making any openings. However, enlarging an opening, which would not happen by a chicken coop, because nobody's looking to enlarge an opening with chicken coop, mishum richsha, because we want to avoid the shwatzim to come in. So therefore, we're also allowed to enlarge any opening. We're not allowed to enlarge a hole in Shabbos. Why? Because zimnan de loitakim ikara, sometimes the person, even by the chicken coop, did not make the opening properly before Shabbos. Vosler vuchabein, he may even enlarge it, and not even though there's a concern of richsha, but without the enlargement, he doesn't really have a proper opening. Dorosh of Nachman Shem Rabbi Yochanan, halok yeshayman, halok like the yeshayman. Veshavin, we just learned in the Braisa that everybody agrees, shenoit v'nek v'yoshan l'chatchila. You're allowed to reopen an old hole. On Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul, so Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul explains, lo shona el ba makom osu l'shamer. When is this halacha said? That if the hole was only closed up because they wanted to protect the aroma of the wine, so really wasn't that closed up, so such a hole you're allowed to open up on Shabbos. Avel chazik, but if the closed up hole was there to strengthen the barrel, osu. That opening, that hole you're not allowed to open up on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Heichi domi l'shamer, Heichi domi l'chazik. How do I recognize why this hole was closed up? It was closed up just to protect the aroma, or was closed up to strengthen the barrel? Amar Chizda, l'malim in a yayin, if it's closed up above the level of the wine, zeh l'shamer, then it's obvious that it's just there to preserve the wine's aroma. But if it's closed up below the surface of the wine, zeh l'chazik, that's there to strengthen the cask. Rav Amar, no. L'matam in a yayin nami zeh l'shamer. Even if it's below the level of the wine, it's considered the hole was just closed up to preserve the aroma. Heichi domi l'chazik. When is the situation that's there to strengthen the barrel? K'gon shel nikva l'matam in a shmarim. In a case where it was closed up below, just where there are the sediment. Nobody's closing up that area to protect the aroma. There is no aroma there. There's just shmarim there. It must be l'chazik. Says the Gemara, we see this same concept, says the Gemara, of things being closed up. How they're closed up makes a difference in halacha. In Masechta Bava Basra, Tanya the Messiah, Baya Sosim. If you have a house whose doors were closed up, the halacha is, as the Gemara says in the beginning of Masechta Bava Basra, that every door a person owns in his house, which opened up to a chotzer, which opened up to a courtyard, entitles him to dalar amos. Ba'isosim, if somebody's entrance to his house was closed up, yesh lo arba amos, he still has dalar amos entitled to him for that door. Only if paretz is betzimov, he tore down the door's frame, then ein lo arba amos, he doesn't have the dalar amos anymore. Ask the Sfas Emes an obvious question. He says, if the halacha is that every door entitles its owner to dalar amos, 4 amos in front of it, what's the difference if paretz betzimov, if I tore down the frame or not? I still am entitled to my dalar amos. So Sfas Emes says that if somebody tore down the frame, we say that what he's doing is he's meichel, he's forgiving his area of dalar amos, that he's no longer interested in it. The Gemara continues. The halacha is that a kever, where somebody is buried, the halacha is not only the kever itself metama, but dalar amos around the kever is metama also. But it has to be a kever. So, ba'yisosim, if you have a house with a corpse inside it, and it's completely closed, that's not yet called a kever. And ain't a metama called svivov. It doesn't bring tumma to the dalar amos around the house. However, paratus mitzimov, if somebody tore down the frame, now it's no longer a house anymore, now it's a kever, and metama called svivov, it's considered a grave, it's considered a kever now, and it's metama all the dalar amos around. Again, what do we see? Depending on what I do, has an effect in halacha. Paretz mitzimov is one thing, not paretz mitzimov is another thing. Same thing, it depends why I closed up the hole in the barrel. There is a relevant halacha of paretz mitzimov in Hilchos Mezuzah. The halacha is like this. Let's say somebody has a door to his house, which he closes up. He puts tape on it or whatnot. He never uses the door. But the door frame, the door and the door frame are still there. The halacha is that that door requires a mezuzah. Only if paratz es petzimov, he completely removes the door frame, then is the halacha that it's no longer mechuyev b'mezuzah. Continues the Gemara. Gufsa. What's the halacha regarding putting a spigot in the place of an existing hole in a wine cask? Rav osur. Rav says it's osur. B'shmul shor and Shmul says it's mutar. So the Gemara qualifies the machlokes. Mechatech lechatchila, initially to cut a reed to serve as a spigot, the kulalam regulate osur. Everybody will agree it's osur. Ahaduri, to take a reed which is already fit, and if it fell out to put it back, the kulam lo pligi shari, everybody will agree is mutter. Ki pligi the chaticha v'lo masakna. The machlokes is only in a case that the reed has already been cut to serve as a spigot, but it's not been perfectly trimmed. Manda osur, the mandamin holds its osur, gezrinin derma osur lemechtel chatchila. We make exera because afraid that somebody's going to cut it in the first place. Manda shari, the mandamin that says it's mutter, lo gezrinin doesn't make such a gzeira. Says the Gemara, we actually find such machlokes is elsewhere. Ketanoi, this machlokes is really a machlokes tanoim. Says, ain't choitchin shefers b'yontif. On yontif, somebody's not allowed to cut a tube to serve as a spigot for a barrel. Vein tzarch leim b'shabbos. And certainly, if it's osur in yontif, it's certainly osur in Shabbos. Noflo, if it fell out, machzir not to b'shabbos, you're allowed to put it back on Shabbos, and it's Sarach Lam V'yantav, and certainly in Yantav you're allowed to put it back. Rabbi Yoshe is Mekel. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yoshe Ahai, which case, Rabbi Yoshe we just said is Mekel, regarding which case is he Mekel? Ilei Mareisha, if you're telling me he's talking about the first case, where you're actually trimming a spigot to fit the hole, how could it be that he's Mekel? How come a second mono? He's making a keli. You're not allowed to make it. Nobody will hold that you're allowed to make a keli in Shabbos. Ella Seifa. It's talking about the Seifa where it fell out. Ask the Gemara. That I don't need Rabbi Yoshi's Kula. Tanakama Nami Mishikashari. Even Tanakama says that in such a situation it's mutter. Ella. What's the Machlaikis? The Chaticha. It's talking in a case where a tube has already been cut to serve as a spigot, v'lo mesakna, but it's not yet been perfectly trimmed. That's the machlokes, ikabinaya. Ma'asova, the Tanakhama holds gazrinin, that we're gonna make gzeira not to do this because we're afraid you may come to cut. Ma'asova, like gazrinin, Rabbi Yosha said you didn't make gzeira. And Dorosh, Rav Sheish, Bereid, Rav Yid, Mishmeid, Rav Yochanan, Halach, Rav Yosha, that's the halacha. Says the Gemara, v'mhoisin akuva, we learned that if there was a hole in the barrel, you're not allowed to take wax to cover it up because it would be a memachik. Mishcha. What's going to be the halacha regarding thick oil? Rav Osir. Rav says you're not allowed to use thick oil either. Shmuel Shari, Shmuel says you may. Says the Gemara. Man the Osir, the man that said it's Osir, Gazrina Mishm Shava. We don't let you use thick oil because you may come to use wax, which as we just explained is the Issa the Rice of Mamachit. Man the Shari, the one that says it's Mutter, like Gazrina, we don't make such a Gzeira. Omele Rav Shmu Babachanel Rav Yosef, Beferish Omele Mishmei the Rav, you explicitly told us the name of Rav, the Mishcha Shari. Thick oil is Mutter. Omer Tavus Rishba Omishmul. Tavus Rishba, said in the name of Shmuel. Some say the name he got the name was Rishba because he was a hunter. High tar for the Asa, putting a myrtle leaf into a hole in a cask, Asa is Asa. My Tama, what's the reason? And this is the way Tosfos the Rimask Moshe Marziv explains the Gemara. Rav Yemiya Medifte Amar, Gezerim Moshe Marziv. They made a Gezerah because if you're going to use this, you may actually come to make a gutter. Now, Tosfos points out that a gzeira was only made regarding putting a leaf into the hole of a wine cask, but not regarding putting the reed, the tube, that we learned in the previous Gemara. So Tosfos says, Chazal were more concerned about the case of a leaf because somebody there actually does something to the leaf, he folds it before placing it into the hole. If this were permitted, people might think that you could actually build a gutter, and that's why Chazal acid it. However, by the hollow reed, since it's naturally shaped like a spigot, no human act is required to make it take shape. That's why Chazal did not make a gzeira. Rav Ashi Amar, you know why you're not allowed to use it? Gzeira shemi yim taim. With kazeira, because somebody may pluck the leaf. Ask the Ramai Benayu, what's nafkamina? Answer the Ramai Benayu, the kotr manchi. If somebody already has leaves, pluck before Shams. If the kazeira is because I'm going to pluck leaves, here I don't have to worry that somebody's going to pluck leaves. He has plenty of leaves. On the other hand, if the kazeira is because we're afraid that if you're going to do this, you may actually come to make a gutter, so it makes no difference how many leaves you have before Shams. There's an interesting machlaikis. According to the man, the Amr that says, if you have plucked leaves, it's mutter, how many leaves do you have to have plucked from before Shabbos? The Beis Yosef says that two leaves is enough, because I already have one in reserve is enough. However, the Bach says that you have to have a number of leaves prepared from before Shabbos. Says the Gemara. This Gemara actually is a discussion regarding Hetzal. Beis Sadia, felt padding, Rav Osir, Rav said, you're not allowed to wrap yourself with this cloth to carry it through the Shus Rabim. The Shmuel Shari and Shmuel says it's mutter. Says the Gemara. Berakin, regarding soft felt, the Kulam Leplig, the Shari, everybody holds it's mutter. Because people used to wear soft felt. Bekushin, stiff felt, the Kulam Leplig, the Osir, everybody's going to agree that it's Osir. Because people normally do not wrap themselves in stiff material. So that's not called malbush, it's called a masri. Ki pligi v'mitzi. We're talking about something that's not that hard and not that soft. Man da osur, Rav who says that it's osur, Mexican masri, it looks like he's carrying and that's why it's osur. Or man da shari, the one that says it's mutter, lo Mexican masri, it doesn't look like he's carrying. Says the Gemara, v'har da Rav la b'ferishitma, this halacha, the Rav, that we're saying in the name of Rav, isn't that Rav said it explicitly? Ela mechlolitma, it was extrapolated from a story. The Rav iklahu asra, the lahavale rafcha. Rav came to a certain place where there wasn't enough room for everyone to sit. Nofik yosbe kamlus, so they went and they sit outdoors in a kamlus. Asle beisadya, and the Talmidim brought this felt padding for Rav to sit on. Lo yosef, and he refused to sit on. And like Taisa says, what kind of padding was it? It was this status of padding. Not too soft, not too stiff. Man d'chazer, the person that saw it, sover, mishun the beis sagi asr. Why is it asr? Because Rav is holding, you're not allowed to transport padding this way. V'loihi, that really wasn't the reason. Because the Rav, Achruzi Magzras, Rav really said, beis sagi shari, that you are allowed to transport even this intermediate type of padding by wearing it. So why didn't he want to sit? He didn't want to sit out of respect for the Rabbonim. Omaninu, who were they? Rav Kahane and Rav Asi, who Rashi explains, were Tamidei Chaverim to Rav. They were originally Rav's Tamidim, but they became like his colleagues. And enough padding wasn't brought out for them to sit on. So since there was no padding for them to sit on, Rav refused to sit. There's a very interesting Chaya Odom. The Chaya Odom says that even though Masay Shabbos, if somebody did Melacha on Shabbos, Osir, you're not allowed to have Hanor from that Melacha. Says the Chaya Odom, that only applies when there was a physical change to the item that the Melacha was done with. For example, if somebody cooked, somebody baked, so he took a raw piece of meat and he cooked it. He took flour and water and he baked it. Then, if that was done in Shabbos, it's Osir. But if there was no physical change to the item, there is no Isser Maisi Shabbos. Ask the Marsham on the Chai Adam, that means according to the Chai Adam, if something was just carried in Shabbos, carrying doesn't involve a physical change, it would be Mutter. Ask the Marsham, Rav, in the Havmin of the Gemara says Rav didn't want to sit on the Beis Sagi, and the Gemara thinks the reason was because it was carried out in Shabbos B'Isser. But even if it was carried out B'Isser B'Shabbos, there was no physical change. And according to the Chaya Adam, if there's no physical change, there is no Isser of Maisa Shabbos. Therefore, says the Marsham, we see that Maisa Shabbos is also, even if there is no physical change to the item on which the Maisa Shabbos was done. How will the Chaya Adam explain this Gemara? The Chaya Adam will have to say that even though Maisa Shabbos is only also when there was a physical change, the Gemara and the Havmina learned the Rav didn't want to sit on this Beis Sagi, that the Talmidim should not get the lesson that it's mutter to do it. So in order to teach the Talmidim a lesson that it's us to sit on Beis Sagi, you refuse to sit on it. But not because it was Maaseh Shabbos. Maaseh Shabbos doesn't apply when there was no physical change to the item on which the Maaseh Shabbos was done.